Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Win Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Win Hawkins. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is hit by the pitch. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Romano and he is out, Held applying the tag. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sievers moves to third. Landis moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball towards left. Francona settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Francona. Sievers scores. Landis scores. Lawler moves to third. Pizarro moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler scores. Pizarro scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-1 in the game. Temple strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hawkins moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Landis reaches second base with a double. Barry Latman now pitching. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-1 in the game. Carey bunts towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to third. One out. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Pizarro moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-1 in the game. Essigian strikes out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a line drive towards the mound. Latman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Francona strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-2 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Smith is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Landis moves to third. Lawler moves to second. It's 10-0, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cubizan pinch hits for Barry Latman. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Funk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. 1 out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Smith is hit by the pitch. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-1, White Sox. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Niemann pinch hits for Frank Funk. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.